welcome to the Daytime Confidential podcast, brought to you by DaytimeConfidential.com. On today's show, we dive into Robin Mattson's return to General Hospital, Jack Wagner off contract at B&B, Will versus Sammy on Days, Kane and Lily's upcoming wedding on Y&R, and the Revolution's crash in the ratings. All this and much more on today's show, so stay tuned. Welcome.
Hey.
And Reagan, welcome.
Hello.
Well, pretty busy week in soaps this last week. There was the news that Jack Wagner's been taken off contract at B&B. Jillian, Jackie's no longer going to be on the show. Jack Wagner's character, Nick, is not going to be on the show. What's happening to the Maroney family?
You need to ask Brad Bell that. you know, the writing was on the wall for them. I mean, they didn't have anything to do with them. They kept trotting out that tried and true storyline with Jack Wagner's character Nick going after one of the Logan sisters again, when they could have had him mixed it up. They could have had like a quad, so to speak, with Ridge, Taylor, Brooke, and Nick, but they didn't do that. You know, I thought they were going to go that route with Steffi, Bill, Katie, and Nick. They did it for a second, then they stopped. And then it was Donna, Nick, and whatever her name is, Pam. I didn't like that at all. It was just hokey. They should have just done either Bill, Steffi, Katie, and Nick, or Ridge, Brooke, Nick, and Taylor. And go from there. It's kind of sad, but, you know, hopefully someone will pick him up. One of these last few shows will pick him up.
Well, let's hope he goes to General Hospital. We can discuss that in a little bit. This last week, Reagan, you and I were chatting on Instant Messenger about the fact that since One Life to Live is no longer on the air, you are going to be trying out some of the other soaps. Now, you've watched Days of Our Lives in the past, and you've given Y&R a try also. I believe when Jeannie Francis arrived. But you hadn't, to my knowledge at least, watched that much B&B in the past. So this week when we were discussing it on Instant Messenger, you had me rolling about your impressions about B&B. So as a new viewer, just immersing themselves in B&B and the fashion house that is the Forresters.
Oh my God, Reagan, what you thought about
what are
it?
Your thoughts?
Well, I think one of my first things was that Bill Spencer looked like a Jersey Shore reject.
Didn't he?
I don't know. I mean, the obvious, which I listen when you guys are talking about the shows I don't watch, but I kind of have one deaf ear to it because I just don't have much to add.
Context.
And for a show that's supposed to be based around fashion, their style sucks.
Oh, girl.
I mean, that sweater Steffi had on for the last however many days was just awful. I don't know if I'd give that to somebody I hated as a Christmas gift. So, I don't know. It's just, they obviously need to step up their game and their fashion sense. The most fashionable thing about the show is their opening.
Yeah, girl.
I learned a lot about Steffi, Liam, and Hope this past 2 weeks. Because that's all that got played. Is that how it always is? If they have a storyline, that's all they play?
No, I mean,
well, it can okay, be that way at times.
I mean, whatever's hot right now, they go with that. And I guess they're using Steffi, Liam, and Hope as the next generation. I mean, because you can't really do, I mean, you know, I just said they should have done a Nick, Brooke, Ridge, yeah, Taylor storyline. You know, but at the same time, they can't always beat that drum with, you know, Brooke, Ridge, and Taylor. So they're slowly moving towards, yeah, you know, the younger generation, and they sort of can't, they have it. They actually do have it with them, and I think they're a little bit better than the, well, I would say they're a little bit better, but I think their storyline is a little bit better than the younger than the older cats. And the reason why I say that is because, you know, what's her face? Hope has more. She's not like her mother. She's more. She wants to, you know, she's not hasn't embraced her sexuality yet.
She's innocent and virtuous.
let me finish, please. She doesn't want, you know, she looks at sex as something special and should be with your husband, which I think is kind of cool in this day and age, because you have these shows like Teen Mom and 16 and Pregnant and,
yeah,
you know, Secret Lives of those slutty girls hoeing it up. You know, I think it's kind of cool that they have a character like Hope wanting to hold on to her virtue and giving a reason why, unlike they did over at Y&R, where Chance, that strapping soldier, is a virgin, and we ain't never got no reason why. And Steffi is a hellcat, whereas her mother was, you know, is looked upon as this saint holier than thou, and always used to get on Brooke for her sexuality, where in turn her daughter is a ho dog, her damn self. So I think it's kind of cool that they've put that in the younger, you know, the younger generation. You know what I mean?
Well, and the other thing that sort of depends. For when I look at B&B stories, at least since I've been watching, it seems like it's either the older group, Brooke, Taylor, and Ridge, and or you have that with in a combination with Stephanie, or you have Stephanie versus Brooke, and then you have the younger group, and then sometimes you'll get the Spencer stuff thrown in too. But they pretty much rotate amongst three primary storylines, and it's just when whichever one is on is the one that's the front burner. So right now, Steffi, Liam, Hope is.
Oh, I get that. I just felt like there was no B story playing at all over these last 2 weeks. And I get, you know, you're limited on time, so you play what you got going strong for you. But I just felt like I didn't learn much about anything other than that there was the history with Ridge and Brooke, and I learned all that. You had a little bit with whatever was going on with Pam when I first started. I caught the tail end of that.
She betrayed her sister.
Yeah, I got that. But I caught the end of that, so I missed that story. And then we were like just thrown right into this resolution of this triangle with Bill going after or yelling at Liam, and then Ridge had his 2 cents to put in. And
Ridge always has more than 2 cents. He's the most sanctimonious among the whole group.
And then the press conference and all this crap. I was just like, oof, this is all a lot of these three.
Well,
I want to see what else that it has to offer. I didn't hate it. I mean, I definitely was. It's the show that I was keeping up with every couple of days. I didn't hold it off to the weekend. I like that it's a quick watch. It moves fast, which I like that about shows. So
one of the other big stories of the week for B&B is the fact that Joanna Johnson's returning as Karen Spencer, and she's bringing a daughter with her, which apparently everybody at Forrester and the Spencer family will know about them, but viewers have not. The thing about the article that TV Guide had on it that I found most interesting was that Caroline, who uses the last name Spencer, is not related by blood to anyone on B&B, which makes her available to all the show's young men. So basically what they're saying is they're going to have a Spencer who isn't a Spencer so that she can possibly date a Spencer.
And that's what you said to me.
No, I don't think so. That's silly. That's silly right there.
Well, and I wonder, Jillian, maybe you could answer this for me, because he says this to me, and I'm like, what are they? Are Hope and Liam like Sam and Jason at General Hospital, where everybody wants them together, but they can never be happy?
Well, no, what I'm saying is Liam is a Spencer, but if this girl isn't related to him, technically he's his cousin, or she's his cousin.
I get that.
She is his cousin. Karen is Bill's sister. Therefore, wouldn't that make her daughter his niece?
Not if she's adopted.
Oh, my God.
It says she is not related by blood to anyone on B&B. That means that she's not even related to...
Are you sure it doesn't say it's not related to any of the men, like any
no,
other
it says,
character?
The quote is not related by blood to anyone on B&B, which makes her available to all the show's young men.
I don't think Liam would go after her. They're not going to do that, so that's silly. So, enough.
Here's my question, Jillian. If you were Steffi, would you sign the adulthood papers?
Oh, don't be putting me in that position. I hate that cunt.
but I want to know, as a woman, would you sign the adulthood papers?
As a woman scorned? Hell no, I wouldn't sign those papers.
See, me either. I was like...
Steffi's stupid. Her reasoning is retarded. I don't want it to make it look like the marriage wasn't there. No, I would be like, if you want me to sign those fucking papers, boy, I want everything. everything in Spencer Publication. I was getting some bricks. I know she doesn't need it, but just to be a bitch, I would be like, Liam, if you want this marriage over and done with, you go to tell your punk-ass, pimp-wearing, pimp-dressing daddy that I want everything in Spencer Publication for what he did to me. Everything. And I bet you Bill would change his tune about that trick right then and there. It's like, girl, Steffi, sit down. I mean, girl, please. It's going to be dragged out a little bit longer with those cats right there. You know, I am just wondering what they're going to do with Thomas, because they have such a good little, such a handsome young man in that Adam Gregory, and he's just dwindling away. That boy has never been in, he's never had a love scene ever yet, ever, since he's been on B&B. What is wrong with this picture?
Well, I guess if we discount the Barry induced, I guess, do they have a love scene in there? I noticed they made it, sort of implied it, but maybe they didn't have it.
Oh, they didn't have a love scene. They were just, in their nirvana with that green screen that you never cracked on, but whatever.
The CGI on that was terrible.
It was just, Well, so wait, Reagan, you would sign the paper? What would you do? Would you sign the papers?
Hell no, I would not sign the papers. That bitch was having a press conference down the hall about getting married the next day. No way. Just to spite her, I would sign the damn papers.
I mean, but Steph did take her man, so it's like, Stephanie, come on now. You don't have any, room to stand on.
I don't care. Who cares?
What?
I have very little history. Obviously, I have zero history with the pairings over who I should like and not like, but still, I mean, slow your roll, sweetheart. Have a little respect.
No, I wouldn't care. Because the reason why I'm not cracking on her because of that is because Steffi, went after her man to be spiteful. You know what I'm saying?
But and he's got to want to be taken.
Well, yeah, that's true. But me personally, I wouldn't sign it because I wanted that money. Bill was going to have to pay me out. I would get them all back. I know Bill would be like, hell no, I'm not giving everything away to this bitch. And I know Liam would be like, dad, do it. I would just strain their relationship and screw with their heads so much.
Now, when I found out that him and his daddy, they shared her, then I was like a little,
That was gross.
Bill's been obsessed with her for a while now.
I don't care. That's just gross. He passed her on to his son. Ugh.
It's like, I never got that. I just thought that was really weird and bizarre by Bill going after this girl, But then wanting his son with her. I thought B&B would do something where, Bill would be like, Liam, go after her. And then behind the scenes, you would see that they live in a loveless marriage and Bill only forced his son to do it so he could be with Steffi. Thought it was going to be something sick and twisted like that, but
So now that Jack Wagner's free of B&B, do you want him back on General Hospital as Frisco?
I was a huge Frisco and Felicia fan. Like, everyone sees my love for Jason and Elizabeth. They were my Jason and Elizabeth back in the day. I loved them.
Really?
So for me,
really?
I like, yeah, Frisco
thought,
and Felicia.
No, I mean, that was your Jason and Liz? I mean,
back in the day? Hell yeah, I loved
that. I'm not going to put, I ain't a Liz fan, but I ain't going to put it out there like that. I thought Liz had more than a brain than Felicia. Felicia was just kooky poopy and dopey. Elizabeth got a little bit of sense.
Felicia had sense. She was a PI, don't you remember?
Well, she was a dope PI.
Doesn't say much.
True, right?
She was a dope PI, but yeah.
No, I just loved them. They were like my favorite. So for me, it's hard that they have like that personal history, because I would love to see them back together on the show if they could do it. I would like to see any bit of history back on GH. I think they desperately need it. I think GH finding its roots a little bit, even if it's in the brief little stints or special appearances here or there.
See, my problem with it is I didn't watch General Hospital back when he was on the first time, but considering all the stuff that Maxie has gone through over the years because of her, in some part because of her abandonment issues with her parents.
Uh-huh.
The thought of not having Kirsten Storms on General Hospital and having Frisco there for a short amount of time and having the current Maxie play out those scenes, it's like, until Storms can come back, no, I just don't want him to...
I see what you're saying. I do see what you're saying, and I'm sure Jillian has her feelings on it, too. Here's my thing. I am right now lost hope on this girl coming back. We don't know if or when she's coming back. And so this is the Maxie that we have, and I've just kind of moved on and accepted it. It's not the Maxie I prefer, but whatever. I've just moved on and accepted it. This is just it.
You're awfully zen about Maxie, considering how much you didn't like Michael.
Yeah, I know. You know what it is? I am so just zen about General Hospital right now because I'm just waiting for what I want to see on screen happen. I'm just sitting and waiting that I'm watching it right now just and wait, basically, because I don't know what else to do.
Until Ron's stuff starts appearing.
Yeah,
it's got awful.
Basically, that's
Jillian?
What I'm sitting and waiting for.
if they bring Jack Wagner over, we don't know. So people don't, Ron just barely got in that writer's room, so people relax. But if they bring Jack Wagner over, I've said it. I know some people like the young lady in the role playing Maxie. I don't have anything against her. You've never heard me say I had anything against that chick, so relax. I would like for, this is just me. I would have her, I would tell her, look, you did a good job while we were in a bind. Thanks for coming out. God bless. And I would just write it where, where's Maxie? She is, in Zimbabwe with Frisco. Frisco is sick and she went over there to see her daddy, to spend time with her daddy or something. Write something where you can, explain her absence. And if by chance Jack Wagner comes, because we do not know, there's been some rumors out there, but it's like, calm down, we don't know, this man just got taken off contract, people. If by some chance he happens to come, I would also coordinate with Kirsten Storms, and I would ask her, when do you think you can be able to come back, and see when she's able to come back, and I would go from there. I would write them, if they come back together, fine. If one can't come back, I would just usher one in before the other one comes back in, and then go from there.
Or another thing you could do is her get a message that her dad's life is in danger, and she and Spinelli go off in search of him or something.
And then, Storms comes back.
And then until Kirsten Storms comes back, Spinelli can come back at some point whenever. But, that would be a way to do it. And then it would be like she's going to help her father. Yeah.
Yeah, and Spinelli just say something like, why didn't you stay with her? The Jackal didn't think it was appropriate for Max to be around Maximista and the wayward dad or something. Boom. Right then and there. So...
let's switch to a different topic for a second. Robin Madsen is returning as Heather Weber.
Oh, cray, cray. Heather, this is interesting.
You think she might have any problems with Olivia?
Child, that's Bensonhurst right there. So we're going to see if the hood girl could take on the cray, cray girl.
Reagan, what are your thoughts?
It's definitely going to be interesting to see her up against Olivia. I mean, Olivia's obviously not going to be her typical opponent. I'm going to be interested. Last time she was in town, it was that other guy who played him, and he was a lot more, timid. I was looking for timid, but a little green around the ears.
That cat who played...
who played Steven last time.
I block him out. It's like, what? I block
so,
him out.
So, I mean, this is Scott Reeves playing him is going to be a definite, step upwards, I guess.
Scene partner.
Yeah. So I'm excited about it. I hope it gives maybe Elizabeth a little bit more to do than this Ewan dude, because I can't stand him.
See,
don't
this is
like him,
what
huh?
No,
this
I
is
don't.
why this is why I really wish that Frank works his mojo, calls up Jonathan Jackson, is like, yo, let's go out to eat, dude. Let's go out for something to eat. Let's go out to drink. You know, if Jonathan's all into Hallelujah Jesus, ain't nothing wrong with that, you know. Let's
Yeah.
go to Bible study or something. I hope Frank schmoozes the daylights out of him and gets that guy back on because
Something comes to some kind of agreement.
yes, because
Gotta work it out.
it's still mind blowing that the guy to this day, I will still, you know, some people are like, get over it. No, I'm not getting over it. It is still mind boggling to this day. He said, please give me less to do because I'm overwhelmed with these heavy storylines. You said no. And we know that he probably cost GH a penny, so it's like he was probably saving you some money. Or he said, at least let me work with Becky Herbst, that's my girl. And you said no. It's
No.
like Jill
Yeah.
Ferret Phelps, good God almighty, you and Garen Wolf. Garen don't need to write a postcard or a lunch list.
I don't get it.
I
It
don't
makes
get that
no
either.
sense.
You know,
Why'd you work so hard to bring him back for if you weren't going to put them back together?
and it's like for someone, people are like Jonathan, someone was like Jonathan was being selfish. I'm like, how was that selfish saying you want less screen time? If anything, we always heard that this one and that one be jockeying for more screen time. And why is this one always on? And it's enough of this person. He was willing to be backburnered. It's like, I understand the character of Lucky cannot be backburnered, but that's what their excuse was. But some point in time, they all need a little rotation on the stove. You know what I'm saying? So
Yeah,
I'm just
I'd
hoping.
rather have a back burner than God completely.
Then burnt out. I hope Frank can like schmooze him because Ewan, Ewok, whatever, he can go to
Well,
down
that whole group of new people need to
that
go.
the blonde people, it's like
The
Garen,
three blondes,
yes.
Dolores and Ewan, can all go.
We know that Cassandra, whatever, Cassandra's gone, thank you, Jesus. The blonde doctor needs to go because she makes no
Yeah.
sense. I would have liked,
Blonde Kate.
blonde Kate can go.
Dolores.
Who is that? The girl cop? She
The
can
yeah.
go. Ewan could go. They all can go, to make space and to cut costs because they just make it's no rhyme or reason. I thought the blonde doctor would have been, I don't know, like she would have been some, a family member of Lisa coming back to get back at Robin and Patrick for her death or something.
Well,
There, she's got something with Steven in their past, so I'm wondering if they're going to tie in.
Tie it in, tie it up, and get it and cut it
They're going
loose.
I'm no, I'm wondering if they're going to tie what's her name into this, his
Well,
mother.
something from Jason and Sam's past came back to bite them.
Oh, Christ.
Franco.
I hope
What?
he is dead. I really do hope he's dead. Don't bring him back.
Oh, but he's leaving books on their balcony. Yeah, they find out Jason's the father, that we have to have something that's the other shoe has to drop. Why can't they? I mean, I don't even like them, and I want them to be happy for a little bit. This is
See,
like ridiculous.
this is why I'm like, you and JB fighting for your liaison. I'm like, you should thank JSAM fans because y'all would have been having a turd-tastic storyline like this now, where this boy, the storyline is just garbage. I hope it.
Collapsing in front of fireplaces because he's got yet another brain injury. I
That
mean,
boy,
come on.
Jason's brain should be pea soup right
Yeah,
now.
he's drooling in a bed in an extended care facility right now.
Yes. Yes, between him and Catherine Chancellor, they should just be pod people right now. Because I wouldn't be surprised, in June she has a stroke. Because Catherine forever getting strokes and then comes back into a fighting bitch form. Jason has more injuries with that brain and comes back and is like comes back with his black jacket as his cape and takes and saves the day. This is just garbage. Oh, Ron, I hope you wrap that joint up real quick because this is. James Franco, now, if he calls you, Frank, you'd be like, take a message. I'm not here. Tell that bastard I ain't here.
Let's talk a little bit about Alexis's menopause storyline. What are you guys thinking of how it's playing out, Rick?
I love it because I've gone through it. So for me, I'll relate to it even though I'm not her age. I'm going to get a kick out of it, but I mean, I know there's it's being met with a little bit of backlash, but I think Nancy Legron's gonna make this a lot of fun for a lot of fans. So I think we should all just sit back and watch it and get a little giggle out of it.
Oh, it's gonna be funny. You know, Nancy's gonna bring it. She finally has a storyline, even if it's menopause. I'm glad she has a storyline. I wish they would just like let her and Matt just do the hokey pokey. Did you see John J. York running around in his skivvies? I was like, Nessie, that right there, take a lesson, Men of Daytime. You know, even though there's only four shows left, take a page from that man's book. Even though he is not shown on screen as much as he should be, it's not that he's a bad actor or anything, or he's lost himself or anything. Look at him. He still keeps himself in fit form. That is, people need to take a lesson with that man right there. So I was like, damn, you still got it. That man still has a body. And Diane, why are you so hot in the ass for him? What's up with you and Max?
I want to also ask about something else on General Hospital, because we're seeing a lot of them together, and so it's sort of it feels like a foreshadowing. What are you guys thinking of Johnny and Carly?
This came out of, I don't really like, I mean,
yeah, it kind of came out of nowhere. It's like,
It came out of nowhere, and it's like, you had something built up with her and Sean.
Yes.
You know, why, you know, it's like, come here, just, I don't understand. You had something built up with Sean, and then you turn left. You know, I can't see, you know, the Carly I know wouldn't romance Johnny Zaccaro, who is, you know, knowingly, you know, going after the father of her kids. Well, she did with Alcazar, but still. You know, I'm like,
yeah, I don't necessarily find
it's
that.
It's not necessarily out of character.
Yeah, it's not character, but I don't like it because it came, you know, it could be hot. I'm not knocking, what's her face? Laura Wright, or oh boy. But it's out of nowhere. You had something with Sean and Carly. Why not build upon that instead of this shit-tastic storyline with this little boy who can't read, which is another stereotype? It's like, give me a break here, man. I don't like it. Come on now. This is like the shittiest Black History Month ever. Because at least on GH, when Guza was around, Guza would have given a half-ass attempt at, you know, Black History Month storylines. You know what I mean? Tied in with the month. And then, you know, Guza just didn't do anything anymore. He would just do a storyline. It's like, it's really offensive that you have this playing out during Black History Month. I'm just sick and tired of, you know, the Lily White Carol coming to save the day to help somebody read. And like, really now, out of all the things you could have picked this boy to be like reading, come on now, Garen Wolf, that was stupid. I hope Ron just comes in there and it's like, we wrapping this up, it's a miracle, hallelujah, he can read or something, or get rid of that kid, I'm sorry.
Let's talk about Days of Our Lives for a bit. Soap Opera Digest reported that contract negotiations fell apart between Nadia Bjorlin and Days. Is not having Chloe on screen a loss, or is it something where they need to try and get her back? Jillian?
The way our Days is written now, you really don't need Chloe. If Philip was coming back with that little boy, I would say you need to bring her back. But the way how they wrote her, you know, she's written off, you know, I wouldn't say the way how she's written off, but, you know, the way how they're writing the story now, she's not really needed right about now. I mean, I would like to see Nadia back on, because I like Nadia, but she's really not really needed right about now, unless there's a storyline involving all of Kate's grandbabies. You know, she's not really needed now, unless, you know, Madison is creating, like, Blue Note Records, and she wants, like, Chloe, you know, she's looking for jazz or opera acts. You know, Chloe's not really needed right about now.
Reagan?
I don't have anything against Nadia. I feel like every time she leaves, it's like, here she comes back again. So I feel like, you know, stop bringing her, letting her go just to bring her back. And, you know, it's just make up your damn mind.
For me, the single best thing about Days of Our Lives this last week was Will versus Sammy. Chandler Massey and Allison Sweeney have been bringing it.
Oh yeah, that's a good find with that young man, and you know, Miss Allison Sweeney, he can hold his own. I loved it. You know, you had sex with the devil. I was like, okay. That was just, it was good stuff. It was good, good, good stuff.
And the look of shock on Sammy's face when he revealed that he knew that they had slept together was fantastic. Their fight and the fallout was great. And then when he's coming back and packing up his stuff and Rafe shows up and says that Rafe is moving out, and Will goes, why is he moving out? And Sammy goes, because I caught him kissing Carrie. And he goes off on Sammy for kicking Rafe out when she had sex with EJ. Fantastic. Fantastic stuff. Loving it, loving it, loving it. For me right now, Will versus Sammy is the single best reason to be watching Days of Our Lives.
It was a good time to pick it back up again. I'll say that.
Oh, yeah. But it's like, Will, you can't take Samantha Jean now. It's like, Will, you know, you may be the spawn of the master, but you can't take the master now, baby boy. It's like, you know, whatever tricks you got in your bag, she's done them all. It's like, come on now. I like it. I do like it. You know, it is, the chickens have come home to roost for Sammy, so to speak, with her little boy being like a mini version of her.
Uh-huh.
I love it, but it's like the blueprint is always better than the carbon copy, dude. So whatever games you can run on Sammy, Sammy can run them on back on you 10 times fold.
True, but the part that I'm particularly enjoying about it is the fact that because it's her son and because she loves him, she's now in some respects enduring what Marlena endured with her, and she doesn't know quite how to handle it because she's still his mother.
Yeah, so
it's so like
she's got that
even,
vulnerability.
Even though she is the original, even though she is the original, she, like Reagan said, she has that vulnerability, and Will, having seen her go through all this stuff and gone through it with her, knows where to hit her and hurt her the most, and it's fantastic.
It is, but again, I'm not knocking that, but this is Sammy. You know what I mean? When I say that, Will knows how to hit her where it's to hit her most. Sammy also knows how to also, you know, she's seen what she did to Marlena, and she knows what tricks Marlena pulled out, so.
The Bible of Days has seemed to be that Sammy always seems to prevail in some way or fashion. She gets her, she winds up getting what she wants. You know, she's their, she's been their, why can't I think of the word? She's been their heroine and their,
villainous.
Thank you. This head cold is messing with my brain. So, I mean, that's just like the Bible of Days of the last however many years. So.
But what do you guys, oh, sorry, go ahead.
But I am, you know, I will like to see, you know, what, you know, we all know that Sammy knows, you know, which moves, what, you know, how to move left, you know, Will moves left, she moves left.
Like Jagger.
No, please.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't need you piggybacking for me, man. You know, we all know Sammy knows, you know, Will fakes right, she fakes right. But this is a new day and age now. You know what I'm saying? So, to, you know, to see what stunts that Will pulls out of his arsenal to get, you know, to get at Sammy, it's going to be very interesting. And also, let's not forget, you know, even though he's Sammy's son, he's also Lucas's son. And when I say that, it's like Lucas and everybody else in Salem likes to forget that Lucas was a little son of a bitch himself.
Yeah.
Oh, do you remember when he and Kate went after? Oh.
You know, Lucas likes to forget that he was a bastard, too. It's like, you know, that's why I used to like when Sammy used to be like, dude, I trained you, you know? So, you know, you were my ace when we were doing Scandal together, too. So don't act brand new. So, you know, I would like to see him tap into that Horton side and pull some stunts out of his arsenal and Sammy for her to be like, well, I'll be goddamn that little bastard.
Mm-hmm.
What did you guys think of Carrie and Rafe? I know on Twitter some people are really seem to be liking the pairing. I thought they were okay. My problem is, I think, in part because I never find Carrie's pairings to be all that hot. I don't know why, it's just always sort of been that way.
She's very vanilla.
Yeah.
I just don't think the storyline is organic. All of a sudden, they can't keep their hands off of each other. They got these hard-ons for each other. I just, it's not organic. It just came out of nowhere. And, you know.
Well, I've always found him to be very hot, and she's very vanilla, and it just doesn't.
He melts her.
I don't buy it that they can't keep their hands off each other.
I could see if it was a situation if they build up towards it more, but I really don't. I'm not feeling it. I really am not feeling it right about now. I get that that's a way to justify, you know, Austin sleep. You know, let's just say, I don't know how it's going to play out. Well, let's just say that Austin winds up really bagging Abby with a hot in the ass self. Now, I'm liking that. But, you know, maybe they're going to use that as a justification for Sammy, you know, for when Ray finds out about Sammy, they are like, oh, we can be together. You know what I mean? I don't really like it. I just don't. I just think it's forced.
Well, speaking of coming out of nowhere, in this case, a locked box, what do you think of Hope and John being married still?
Ah, that's some bull. I was like, look, I'm loving New Days. I really do. I love Abby going after Austin. I think that is hot. It's like she took a play from the Samantha Jean Brady school.
Luke, do you think it's hot, Austin?
I'm on the record for having said what I think of this Austin. I'm not going to go into it any further.
I just wanted you to say it again since I hear it on a daily basis.
Since it's a New York girl, I encourage him. But this whole, I'm like, I'm sorry. This Alamania rules change as the regime changes. It's like, are you serious? Didn't what's-her-face get married to oh boy, in Alamania, Jan get married to Lawrence in Alamania, and she sure as hell divorced him in Salem. It's like they, Hope and John weren't in their right minds. That would be grounds for this divorce annulment to be gone. This is ridiculous.
It was stupid years
ago. Yes.
Well, they were married as whoever they were, and it's stupid now. It's all
right. But anybody would be like, screw Alamania law. This hoe was not in her right damn mind when she married this other fool. So this is not a legal marriage. Really? Gran, that's what you were hiding? Come on now. I thought Gran was hiding that she had a baby for Stefano or something.
Well, you would think that if Gran was really worried about Hope, she'd want it cleared up as quickly as possible. I mean, considering everything that Hope has been through, Hope and Bo have broken up countless times. There was various times when Hope and them were apart that she could have said, oh, by the way, you're still married to John. Now's a good time to go get it taken care of.
Exactly. This is some bull. Come on now. Gran would never play her grandbaby like that. I always thought that Hope was her favorite grandbaby. Yeah, she would never do Hope like that. It's a dumb storyline. They need to end it and end it now. I understand you need to do something with them. I still think we should have Stefano still have a Love Jones for Miss Marlena.
Oh, I agree with you there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Go after his queen of the night. Oh, I can't say that like that anymore, like that now. But anyways, I think that Stefano should go after Marlena and go from there. I never got why Dina Higley had Stefano all of a sudden hate Marlena. That was never his pathos. He always had a thing for Marlena, no matter which chick he was with. He would be with Kate, but he would still be in love with Marlena. I never got that. So,
well,
this is a dumb storyline.
Let's talk about something else crazy. Patty and Jack on Y&R. She shot the shit out of him.
Boy, she burnt Adam's eye. That's another one. That is another one who should not have any eyeballs left. Because so much damage has happened to Adam's eyes. Adam should not have them anymore. His eyes should be like water. He should not have eyeballs anymore. They should be like jelly. He should be like Jell-O. They should be like Jell-O when Jell-O's not formed, when you're trying to make Jell-O into Jell-O cubes.
You really like your Jell-O.
Jeez, oh man.
This is stupid. You have Jason with no brain, and you have Adam with no eyeballs now. And this is ridiculous. If you wanted to do something to redeem this character, there are several ways that you could have redeemed him. They've done this before with this boy, where he goes to Kansas and thinks about his mama, and he has a vision of her, and he does right by her for 2 seconds. And then he goes back to his bullshit ways again and teams up with Jack. And Jack, you know, screws him out again. And then Adam does something else to up the ante. It's ridiculous. If you want to redeem this character, there are different ways, you know, and You have three, not one, not two, but three friggin' head writers and like a basketball team of other writers there. You mean to tell me someone couldn't pitch a different storyline there? Just makes me wonder what the hell is going on over there, man. It's stupid. And then tried and true again, they trot Patty out to be in a convoluted storyline. God bless Stacey Hyde, because they have her in the most ridiculous storylines, but she makes it, she does the work of her career doing these.
She sells it.
She sells it to high heaven, because I can believe some of the shit. It's a stupid storyline, but Stacey Hyde makes it work. You know, they trot her out. They dissed her for Sean, what's I'm about to call her? Sean Penn. Sean Young with that bordello hairstyle. She didn't stick around. They dissed her for that chick. She didn't stick around. They trot her back out. And watch, Maria gonna see some other Z-lister and diss Stacey Hyduk once again. And we ain't gonna hear from her for another year. And then, you know, when she thinks that, you know, oh my God, the ratings are down, we need to bring Patty back. The storyline is ridiculous. This is all to make Adam redeemable and rootable again. There are many other different ways that you could do this if you want to make him, you know, rootable. It's stupid.
Well, and speaking of stupid, Kevin and Angelina.
Oh, Lord have mercy. You know,
is it just not unbearable?
You know, I said it on Twitter. Kevin Fisher. Everybody knows Kevin's history. Kevin can outsmart the best of them. You mean to tell me that this little hood rat from I don't know where she's from is outsmarting Kevin Fisher? I don't get it. They've made Kevin watered down. Kevin still, even though Kevin, you know, has matured, you know, I know there's a chance, you know, there you have to mature these characters. They have to grow up. You still have, Kevin still had a little hood spot in him. And Kevin would have never been hoodwinked and bamboozled by some little Jersey Shore reject. I'm just blown away that they have this girl, you know.
It's just terrible.
Pulling the wool over Kevin's eyes.
The only somewhat humorous thing about the whole storyline this last week was watching Michael Baldwin sort of pretend to dance with Lauren there. It was just one of those things where it's like, okay, there's a little bit of humor in this.
Really?
I'll try. Well, it was just the absurdity of it all.
Really?
For me, it was like the absurdity of this storyline was sort of conveyed in the fact that Michael Baldwin was just sort of there somewhat dancing to stupid song.
Really?
Let's talk about Victor and Nikki.
Really?
What are you thinking of them, Jillian?
Well, you know, don't get misty-eyed about them suckers too fast, because next week it's going to blow that. It's all going to be blown to hell. I love them being back together, but that's another one that Maria needs to sit down and be like, you know, all right, Eric, I know you still think that you are the Hugh Hefner of the game, but even Hugh Hefner has to hang up his smoking jacket. He decided to hang up his smoking jacket and be with one chick. You need to do that. It's all makeup to breakup stuff. It's ridiculous. I said it. The moment they had Jeannie Francis interact with Eric Braeden when she first came to the show, I'm like, that is chem testing. Maria ain't slick. I knew it. This is, you know, the only thing that I'm liking about this is that we possibly may get a Victor, Nikki, Jack redux. Love it! Always wanted that to happen. You know, Deep Soaps, Sarah Babel wrote many years ago after Maria came on, she said that the writers wanted to do a redux of, you know, a revisit the whole Victor, Nikki, Jack triangle, but her boss at the time, Lynn Marie, was like, no, I want to do something else. And that's where you got Phyllis and Nick, and you also got Sharon and Jack. So I'm glad, this is what, at least I'm glad that they're going to do this again, because, you know, Nikki and Jack have always been tight over the years since Maria's taken over. We never see them interact as much as they used, that they should have. When LML was there, she had Jack and Nikki hate each other to a degree, and that was never their thing. Jack, you know, when they broke up, Jack and Nikki were aces. Jack always used to sit Nikki down and be like, baby girl, Victor's not right for you, you know, but if that's what your heart is saying, go for it, but watch yourself with that bastard. If he does you wrong, you let me know. Jack and Nikki always had that tight relationship, and I love the fact that they're bringing that back again, and there may be a triangle. I love it. Out of all this, Victor went up in Jack, and Jack went up in Victor. They never went back to the basics, which was Jack snagging Victor's woman again. I never got why they didn't do that, and I'm loving the fact that they may possibly do that.
Well, All My Children's Darnell Williams will be popping up on YNR on February the 20th as Sarge. What are your thoughts?
At least it ain't, you know, Raheem from the Congo. That's all I can say about that. I mean, with Maria, you never know. You never know. She may, you know what? I spoke too soon, because she may just one day say, I don't like her name. I don't like it being Sarge. Like she did, Debbie Morgan. And then his name will be changed. So who knows? Who knows? As long as he ain't no drug dealer, okay. Or a pimp or something like that, or cracked out somebody.
Kane and Lily fans are going to be very happy. They're getting married on Valentine's. Now that they're going to finally say I do again, maybe they'll end up like some soap couples and on the back burner.
Oh, please. That will not. I don't understand, boy. Kane must be an animal in the sack, honey, for Lily to just forgive him for all the lies. Because you lied to me once, and that's a wrap. You are out of there. Lily, he's just lied to Lily time and time and time and time and time and time again. And she takes him back. And I've read somewhere that something else might bust him up. It's like, Jesus, these couples, Maria brings them together, and then 2 seconds later, she busts them up. Soaps have romance. Come on, Maria. It's Valentine's Day, for Christ's sake. Give them some romance for a while. It's like, come on now.
Well, I was reading your spoilers, and I was a little bit concerned that with them being threatened, that they were going to be on the front burner again, but I suppose we don't have much choice in the matter. Speaking of no choices, The Revolution is not a choice any of us want to watch, but its ratings aren't doing that hot. In fact, it's averaging one half of One Life to Live's audience. Reagan, what are your thoughts?
People don't want to hear that they suck. So they're not going to watch a show that tells them that they suck.
I mean, I could hear that in private from any family member or one of y'all.
We have family members for those type of things.
Right? I could hear that from one of y'all, and I could tell, you know, unlike on TV, in private, I could tell you, fuck you, who you talking to? You know, this show is unnecessary, and it's not needed, and it's not warranted. ABC, you know, I get that everybody has pride, but, you know, your money, pride versus your money, come on now. You need to suck it up and be like, okay, this show is a turd, and we're canceling it. You need to stop trying to force feed it to people. You're losing out. Advertisers have said, and I want to post that Jamie did a while back, advertisers said straight up, we want daytime to survive because that's where our businesses get the most boom from, because of these people who watch soaps, not because of talk shows. We lose money with talk shows. ABC needs to suck up whatever issues they have where they think we're going to make people watch and say, you know what? This fool, you know, Brian was wrong, and Anne needs to be like, my bad, I was wrong about this one, and cut The Revolution, because it is just garbage. All the publicity this show got, and nothing. All the cross promotions they got, nothing. I mean, and it's kind of funny that they did the cross promotion, because, you know, on a show Whoopi and Barbara did not say what show it was, but they did to clown the hell out of the revolution, and people weren't stupid. They picked up on it when Whoopi was like, I gotta find the clip for y'all. Whoopi was like, they're coming out with another one of those shows that's just like us, but whatever. And her and Barbara ripped it to shreds without even saying what show it was. And Whoopi said when the One Life to Live had their special, and she was like, I pity the fool that canceled this show, and the audience erupted. You know Whoopi don't give a damn who she co-checks. Y'all, I'm really surprised Anne didn't call up and be like, bitch, what you trying to say? I really was surprised that Anne didn't call up and was like, oh, who you talking to? But come on now. Y'all need to just man up and say, okay, we were wrong about this show. We may need to rethink and revise some things.
And on that note, we would encourage you to comment on this episode at daytimeconfidential.com. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/DCConfidential, and add us as a friend on Facebook. We thank you for listening. Until next time, so long.
Bye.